Jamie Fritz Construction, this is Debbie.
Hey, Debbie, this is Hashem with Cardiff. How are you?
This is who?
Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
I had spoke to you, I don't remember if you remember, but all the way back in February, and at the time you had told me that you guys had nothing coming up, and business was running a little bit slow, and that, you know, Jamie was out on the field, and, you know, he was there.
That's pretty much the way it's going. I mean,
no
we're
kidding.
Trying to decide if we're going to shut the doors any moment now, so.
No kidding. It's been that slow?
It really is. I mean, we've gone from like a 15-man crew down to, I'm looking on the wall, 4 time cards right now.
Wow, you guys are downsizing a lot, huh?
Yeah, there's just no work coming in. I mean, everybody says it's all hinging on the election, and then when they take office in January, well, hopefully a couple of us can make it till January. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing. I remember you telling me a lot that it had to do with the oil industry, obviously.
Oh, yeah, that's what we did.
Bringing it down. Yeah. And I do hear that excuse from a lot of people as well, where they tell me the election. Wait till after the election, and then
if I hear that word one more time, it's just going to make my head explode, because it's
right?
Like, you know, and what's everybody got to do in the meantime? Families have to eat.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, everyone's telling me, wait till after the election. After the election, we'll see after the election. And it's like, you know, what's the election going to do?
I know, right?
Yeah.
But
wow.
Yeah, we're still kind of in the same boat, hopefully, after the election, or after January, when whoever takes office, and then we'll see kind of what happens with the oil and gas industry.
Right. See if you have some changes coming up for the business.
Sure.
Have you guys looked into kind of switching your focus, your industry?
We have looked into it. It's very hard to get into. We've got some other companies in the area kind of going into the dirt and rock work, like house pad sites.
Right.
We put feelers out, contacts, ads in all the newspapers, ads online. No bites yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Has it been a while that you guys have been trying to do that?
Huh?
Has it been a while that you've been trying to advertise with something else?
We've been doing that about 4.5 months.
Oh, okay. So not like super, super long.
No, it was just kind of when we could kind of forecast and kind of see what was coming.
Right.
And then it's like, hey, well, if both businesses boom, we'll just hire another crew for the rock, dirt and rock work and
there you
going
go.
On the oil field side.
Yeah.
But
that flips
the
back.
Right. In both industries, it's like not what you know, but who you know.
Right.
So trying to find that good contact that can get us in the door somewhere on the housing, because the housing market here is still just booming unbelievable.
Right. You just made a connection.
Yeah. So.
Right.
We're stuck in limbo till one way or the other gives.
Right. So it's pretty it's pretty tough right now.
Yes, it is.
Gotcha.
But.
Mhm.
Yeah. Well.
Well, like, I just wanted to follow back up and touch base with you, but it sounds like you're still in the same boat, huh?
Yeah, and so. Bailing water and, you know, throw off any extra weight at this point.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. No, I completely understand.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I definitely hope everything picks back up for you. I hope oil kind of starts to pick back up as well. I know you guys specialized in that a lot.
Yes.
And, you know, good luck to you. I'll probably follow back up with you in the next couple of months, maybe after the election.
I know, right?
See if anything changes for you there.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely, Debbie. You take care and you have a great day.
All right, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.